This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. After the legislature tabled all tax repeal bills, the Louisiana Legislative Black Caucus ditched the parts of its tax package that would cut taxes. But it's keeping the part that would raise revenue. Representative Katrina Jackson leads the caucus. She says under her plan, the funds from raising the tobacco tax would be dedicated.
And so it starts making our higher education systems whole in the area of health care as well.
Their efforts are symptomatic of a larger move within the legislature to shore up higher education and health care. The fiscal hawks want to reprioritize the budget and prevent the use of funds that aren't available every year on expenses that occur annually. The group has routinely butted heads with the budget officials from the Jindal administration, but they're a minority of around 35 in a 105-member House. Cutting one-time funds won't generate revenue, but Representative Joel Robideau, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, says the fiscal hawks' plan will provide more stability.
Makes for budgeting that's a little more realistic with what's coming into the state. And then if that is not going to be enough to provide the services that the legislature feels needs providing for, then the revenue-raising measures, you know, will be debated.
But Governor Jindal said he won't support any net tax increases. Jackson from the Black Caucus says she isn't concerned with whether the governor is going to veto her package.
What I concern myself with are the members that are sent here to do a job, how the constituents going to do it. I think the public forgets that we have the last power in vetoing, which means we have veto override.
And Jackson points out it takes the same supermajority to pass a tax increase as it does to override a veto. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.